You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. I thank you for having us tuned in here today to this radio program. I'm Paul Esposito, host of this program, pastor of Island Community Church, where you are cordially invited to come out and worship with us Sunday mornings at 10:30. Our location, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Phone number there is 453-4656. We're hearing this week on the radio something I preached there last week. It's something called the falling away of the faith of the USA. It's taken from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, that says the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, many shall fall away from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. That's what's happened here in this country. This sermon is a look at six different things that have happened here in this country to get us into this condition that we are in right now. The thing that makes me mad, personally, is to look and see at who the culprit is for this. The Spirit explicitly says, in the latter times, many shall fall away from the faith. Then it says these three words, giving heed to, right? Or other words, paying attention to. In other words, this is what's happened. Giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. That is, this country's been snowed. We've been snowed into getting to where we are. We've been deceived. Remember, the Esposito definition of deceive, let me give it to you if you've never heard it. It's to think that something is something, while something is actually something else. You can go all the way back into the garden where Eve says, when God said to her, what have you done? And she said what? The serpent deceived me and I ate. You go all the way back to there, back to the garden, and trace deception all the way to June the 24th, the year 2014, United States of America, and look and see. And I'm here to tell you, this nation's been deceived. The Holy Spirit said explicitly, this is what's going to happen. That's what we're looking at here today. This is the last part of this message. Today we're going to look at the falling away of the church here in today's program. Thanks for joining me. Now let's get right into this message, the falling away of the United States.
Blind, it's right out of Creature Features on Saturday night. But it's real. USA has fallen away from the faith. What's a believer to do? Pray. Lord, please tell the homosexuals they're wrong. Amen. Or clean house. You know, you can't clean this house. Only God can clean this one. Because there's more to the rise of rampant homosexuals that's going on here in the world than meets the eye. I'll say it now. Homosexuals, in my opinion, are infected with a virus. And I don't mean a fleshly virus. There's more to that sin in this country than meets the eye. Something is going on in the spiritual realm with this. You can't clean this house. Number five, the destruction of the family. The destruction of the family. This was not God's plan. Men not being men. Men not being strong leaders, strong husbands, strong fathers. You know, God said through Malachi the prophet, I hate divorce, for it covers one's garment with violence. Malachi 2:16. And that would include one's children. The destruction of the family and the family unit has led to this falling away from the faith here in this country. Now, in my opinion, no woman in her right mind would ever seek independence from a man who lived and breathed Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. It's the falling away and the breakup of the family has also led to everything that's going on here today. All these lost children and youths in the street today and causing violence and great acts of evil. These are a result of the destruction of the family. Number six is throwing God out of the church. I can't believe I had forgotten this one. Throwing God out of the church. This came to me the other morning, eating breakfast with this gentleman here, these gentlemen here, and this one over there, eating breakfast down the street. Lord gave me this last one. The falling away by the church. The church has fallen away from the faith, which in turn has caused others to fall away. The church is supposed to be the pillar of the truth in the world. At least the person knows when they go to church and hear the word of God faithfully proclaimed that they're going to hear the truth, right? I mean, you all expect to hear the truth when you come here, right? I mean, it might sting a little bit. It might hurt a little bit. But this is at least you know when you come into this door, you're at least going to hear truth here. See, that's not going on here right now. The church has fallen away from the truth. They've fallen away from the faith. What do I mean? Let's pick on a couple of denominations. Methodists. Hopelessly fractured. Gay and lesbian pastors in the pulpit. The Episcopal Church. The women who lead the Episcopal Church teach that Jesus probably was gay, the same as David, his ancestor. That's falling away. The Presbyterian Church. What a perfect time to preach this sermon. Anyone read the news this week? The 1-2 punch of the Presbyterian Church this week? This week they voted to have gay pastors and pastorettes in the pulpit and to marry gay people. They did that on Thursday. Then they weren't done with their meeting yet. So then on Friday, the next day, they decided to ban Israel and support all support of the nation of Israel because Israel's mean to the Muslims. So they banned all support of the nation of Israel. Unbelievable, but true. The church has fallen away from the faith. And people put their trust in pastors and believe that what they say comes from God and that they are representatives of God. I think that one bothers him more than anything. Now, sin notwithstanding, other churches don't preach the Bible anymore on Sunday mornings. How are you supposed to change if you don't hear the Word of God? You know, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Your faith grows by hearing this, not hearing me speak, sorry. Usually it's a lot more of this in this church and a lot less of me. The church needs to preach the truth of the Word of God and then do what it says in the book. You know, it says in the book of Kings, 2 Kings chapter 22, that they were doing some spring cleaning one day in the church, in the house of God. And while they were working, they found they're gathering dust on the ground, a dusty old copy of presumably the book of Deuteronomy. Now, 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 8. It says, then Hilkiah, the high priest, said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. So Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan the scribe, and he read it. Then Shaphan the scribe showed the book to the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest has found me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. Now it happened when the king heard the words of the book of the law that he tore his clothes. All right. This king, Josiah, was in the third grade when he was king. This is perhaps a fifth grader. Look what happens to a fifth grader when they read the word of God to him. He tore his clothes. Read the book of Deuteronomy today to a fifth grader, and they'll confiscate the book. Something evil's going on out here, I'm telling you. That is the truth. Reminds me of a TV show. You know what it is? Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Some of you, maybe with more wisdom and more gray hair than a fifth grader, perhaps you could say yes, you are smarter than a fifth grader. What's my advice? Read the book of Deuteronomy at church then, if school has outlawed the book. Read the book of Deuteronomy at home then, where it should have been read in the first place. It's not up to school to read this book. It's up to you to do that. Read this book at home if you have small children. It's up to you to do that. It's not up to school, even a godly school. It's not up to them. It's up to you to do that. Now, Josiah was 9 years old when this happened, and it started a revolution by blowing the dust off of the Word of God, and they opened it up and they read the word to him, and at 9 years old, in fifth grade, he turned this upside-down world right side up. And that's what it's going to take here today. It's time to clean house. I'd say the same thing can happen to your 9-year-old when you let the Holy Spirit do his job. Amen? Now, Proverbs 22:6 says this. It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart. This is what started this whole sermon. Chapter 4, verse 1. The Spirit explicitly says, in the latter times, some will depart from the faith. Here it is. If you train up a child in the way he should go, when he is older, he will not depart from it. Maybe he'll depart for a little while, but just like Josiah, he'll remember because he's got a solid foundation. Sometimes we slip and fall away a little bit. The Lord draws us back. I think that's what it was here with Josiah. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So there you have it. What to do? I think we already have the answer, right? Certainly we need to pray and we need to clean house. I think it's high time to clean house.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD.